The Shechina is here.
But I, myself, am speaking to Hashem. And so, the chairs are spaced out in order to allow everyone to have their own individual space, to not be influenced by having somebody next to them who is yawning, texting, sitting. Because each one of us needs to have our private space with Hashem Yisbarach. We need to be able to be focused on Hashem. For that purpose, I'd like to ask everyone, and since everyone raised their hands, that they want to daven better, I ask everyone to please turn off your phones right now. For the next 20 minutes, if we really want to communicate with Hashem, it means we're not going to communicate with anyone else. Chazal instituted for us that we should start the tefillah of Mincha with Ashrei. The Gemara Maseches Brachos tells us that if we say Ashrei, if we say the Perek of Tehillim, Tehillah L'David, three times a day, so Muftach Bosho Ben Olam Haba, he's promised to be a Ben Olam Haba. Which obviously entails a certain great degree of Dveikus Hashem. So therefore it seems a very appropriate introduction to tefillah. So the Gemara asks, why is it? What's so special about tefillah? And the Gemara gives two possibilities. One, maybe because it's in the Aleph Beis. It's in the state of the Aleph Beis. Okay, Nun, the Gemara deals with that issue. But the Aleph Beis, from Aleph to Tav, we use the entire alphabet to address Hashem, to praise Hashem for everything that He does in this world. Because from Aleph to Tav, Hashem deserves all the praises in the world. The Gemara says, if that was the case, so then we should say Perakuf Yotes Ashrei Tmimei Derech, which has the Aleph Beis eight times over. That would be more praise of Hashem, no? So the Gemara says, no, maybe it's because it says Poseach HaTzedek Masbil Kol Chai Ratzon, because Hashem opens His hand and provides for every living thing, and provides for each and every one of us. Maybe that's what it is. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, we should say Halal HaGadol, Kili Olam Chasto, the Perek of Tehillim, Kili Olam Chasto, where we praise Hashem for no sein lachem chabasa, the fact that He provides sustenance to every living thing, and all the miracles that He performed for the Jewish people throughout history. If that's the case, wouldn't that be showing that Hashem provides for us even more? The Gemara's conclusion is, rather, it's because of both. And I think herein lies part of the yisod of what it means to introduce tefillah in a meaningful way. When a person is approaching tefillah, you need Aleph to Tav. We need to recognize that Hashem is Kol Yachol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do anything and everything. From Aleph to Tav, Chazal teaches us that Hashem created the world with the Osios, with the Aleph base. From Aleph to Tav, this whole world, it exists just by the letters that Hashem created. And so Hashem can do whatever it is that He wants. And any bakasha that we have, we have to believe, we have to have emunah that Hashem can play with the letters of the world in order to manipulate things to answer our bakashas. But at the same time, we have to recognize Poseach HaTzedek Masbil Kol Chai Ratzon, that Hashem opens His hand and provides for us. And we have to feel needy. We have to recognize that we are vulnerable and we are incapable of providing for ourselves without His help. And that combination of recognizing that I am imperfect, I am vulnerable, I am needy, combined with recognizing that I am addressing the source of all power, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's Kol Yachol, that combination is what brings us to the proper approach to tefillah. We're going to say Ashrei momentarily, and then we'll say Kaddish. Kaddish is supposed to follow Psukim. So we'll say Kaddish. There's not enough time to explain everything that we're doing in the davening now. But one yesod in Kaddish, Chazal teach us, Kol ha'one amen yehish mirav v'chol kocho, v'chol kocho, korin lo gizar din shal shivim shana. that if a person answers Yehesh Mirabo, Achol Kocho, which we'll explain in a second, then a decree, a negative decree, for 70 years worth is destroyed. What does it mean, Achol Kocho, with all of your power? It's Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. One approach is, Achol Kocho means Achol Kavanoso. You need all of your intent, all of your mental ability. And the other approach is, Achol Ram, out loud. When a person uses their voice, uses their physical ability to praise Hashem, and they use their complete mental ability to praise Hashem, in answering Yehei Shmei Rabba Mavorach, Hashem's great name should be blessed. And his whole intent is there, and his whole physicality is there. So then his whole essence, his whole life is there. His whole life is one expression of praise for Hashem, that Hashem's name should be blessed. And that's maybe worth 70 years in a person's life. After Kaddish, I'm going to break briefly before Shmona Esrei for further introduction into Shmona Esrei. I encourage everyone to say the davening, say the words, the Havana, say the words of Ashrei, intent. Ashrei yashrei beisefa oyalu chaseba. The Omei L'chnei HaMelech. Reb Chaim, in a famous piece, teaches that there are two elements to Kavana. We have to understand Peirush HaMilim. We have to understand what the words mean. And in addition, we have to have kavana of dalef lemiata omed. Know before whom you are standing. Tefillah means you have to know before whom you are standing. If you don't know the words for the entire Shmona Esrei, hopefully some of you took the English translation, but in the first bracha, you have to have kavana. You have to know what the words mean. The rest of the Shmona Esrei, if you don't know what the words mean, it's okay. You're still praising Hashem, but you have to feel that you're standing before the King. We're standing together with a minion. Kol be'asara shechinta sharya. When there are 10 men, the shechina is there. I encourage everyone to take 30 seconds. Close your eyes. Focus your heart. So when you take 3 steps back, you're stepping out of this world, out of the daily grind of your social life, of intramurals, whatever it is that is weighing on your mind. And when you take those 3 steps forward, Chazal say we daven towards Yerushalayim. Baruch Hashem, we're in Yerushalayim. If you're in Yerushalayim, daven towards the Kotel. We're facing towards the Kotel. And when our hearts are focused towards the Kotel, towards the Kodesh Kedoshim, so then they have a straight path up to Shemayim. When we close our eyes, we should feel in touch with our neshama and communicate directly our neshama's most innermost yearnings to reconnect, like the Judah said before, as a chelek elokam imala, to reconnect to its source, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Take 30 seconds now, meditation of focus.